to its suffix is the chiyuv on the masker and soicher, or soicher. The Gemara said we do not have a proof from mezuzah because the mezuzah has its own rules and regulations because of chayv sadar, whatever that means. And the Gemara quotes a Mishnah, a masker by zechadir machaloy mosav amateh tzchal abrasar ala masker lidlik and mishnah. The Gemara says, very simple answer. Depends when the guy went to the front desk. Depends when he got his keys. Was it early after the 14th already set in? Or was it before, prior to the 14th set in? What is the significance of this new phrase called Mesiris Mafteches? Dabrashi, because once you get the keys, you are Kona, the area, and therefore you should now have to do a bedika. So if you got the keys before the chiyuv and the mitzvah of bedikas chametz on the 14th at night applies, so then you are obviously the person who has to take on that chiyuv. If, however, the chiyuv set in and the keys were already in the domain of the maskir, so then obviously the chiyuv of bedika is on the maskir. So Rashi is focusing on this Mesiris Maftechos as a form of Kinyan. I know who Kinyan, Rashi says. Kinyan Aspiris. So the problem is, Tosfos over here attacks Rashi from the Gemara of Bakama Dafayin Tes. It tells us that Spiris is nicknames the same way Akarka is nicknames. And we know that the Gemara tells us Akarka is nicknames, Mishneh Kedushin, Nefasim, Sheyesh Lahem Achrayis, which is another way to refer to karka. Property is bought through what? Three methods: kesef, shtar, ubechazar. There are three ways to be koine karka: either by paying money, either by writing a shtar, contractual document, or by being koine with chazaka, digging, doing something to the property that now demonstrates your bialus. And says the Gemara says nothing about, and the Gemara there in Bava Kama and Pes tells us that Sphiris mimics those three methods, Sphiris Karka, not only Kinyan Karka, but if you rent property, it's the same three methodologies. And the Gemara never says anything about this new invention, I'm talking Dalad Maral, that Rashi invents, which is called Mesiris Maftechus. So that is Tais's first Kasha on Rashi. In addition, Tais's quotes over here, and he elaborates in Daf Nun Beis in Bava Kama, that the Gemara there presents the idea of Mesiris Maftechus to be just in a elaboration of an existing kinyan that existed. Over there, the Gemara talks about that you were kaina akarka, or Bishuv and Levi says, you were kaina akarka with kesef shtar chazaka, but in addition to the actual Maisa kinyan, you need the violin to tell you that you can have the property. Amr lelei chazek l'kni. And the Gemara says a chiddush that if you didn't say the actual lechazek b'kni, but you gave him the keys, so that would be sufficient. So isn't the Gemara b'feirish araya that Mesiris Maftechus doesn't create the actual form of kinyan? Mesiris Maftechus is just in place of an amira that you can now access the property and that the kinyan is complete. So that is the attack that Tosfos has on the Rashbam over there. And because the Rashbam is of the opinion that a Mesiris Maftechus does take the place of a kinyan and works even in the world of Mechira. He just limits it that it doesn't apply by Nichse Hager, where there is no Machne. So we were kind of stuck with our Rashi, as Tosfos blows him out of the water from two different areas of Shas, that this analysis is very, very different. So we a little bit went off topic, and we introduced a chiddush of the Mechaber of the Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Kinyanim, that a person could have an easement on your property, a person could have a right to a usage on your property, and you don't have the ability to say anything about it. The details are a little bit unclear. There might be a different opinions about how long the person had to have had that easement and how to have had that usage, and that you were aware about, that you didn't claim a problem and you didn't say boo about, in order for him to retain that ownership. But there is some sort of timeline, there is some sort of limit. Once you have said anything for that period of time, this person now has that access and has that kinyan that he can continue using. So the Kselos quotes even some opinions that take it one step further and say that not only is this doable, but you could even do it without a taina. And even if you'd ever try to present a story, which is the main story of all Cheskas Gimel Shanim, that a person claims at one point in time you sold it to me, and that's why my Chazakas Gimel Shanim is now going to bring a raya to the old story, to the old taina that I'm claiming. But in this situation, some of the posts can say that even without a taina, I could continue using it since you knew about it and you never said anything. So the Ktzos is very bothered. He doesn't understand halachically how that works. You don't have a taina. You know, you might not even have, depending on the opinions, you know, there might even be opinions not like the Ramah, that you don't even need Gimel Shanim. So this is ridiculous. This is crazy. You just came onto my property. I didn't right away notice I was busy. I didn't kick you off my property. And without a taina, now you could say that you own it, that you have this access, that you're able to use it. So the Ktzos says, there's one way I could try to explain this, which is through a chiddush of the Rambam, that the Rambam says eating fruits on a property is a form of chazaka. I don't actually have to dig up holes. I don't have to build structures on the property, but just the property, that's a chazaka. But the Ktzos says, come on, that's the pshat over here? Most of the Rishonim hold against the Rambam. Achilas Paris, usage of the property doesn't create kinyanim. That's not a kinyan chazaka. So how am I going to explain this according to all of the Rishonim? It says the Ksos the following idea. He says, I don't think it's a question because we're comparing apples and oranges. What does it mean we're comparing apples and oranges? It says the Ksos, this person, Shimon, that went onto Reuven's property and stuck a pole in there or uses some area in the property for his own usage is never trying to claim that he bought the area. He's never trying to own the Guf HaKarka, says the Ktzos. All he's trying to claim is that what he's allowed to be mishtamish in the property for a certain usage. So it could be, says the Ktzos, the rules and regulations for kinyanim le'inyan hishtamshus is different than the rules and regulations for kinyanim le'gabi Guf HaKarka. That's what the Ktzos is machadish. So yeah, it's true. Every single kasha that we have, every single raya that we have, doesn't fit according to Rov Rishonim Lagabe Kinyan. Is it not a valid Kinyan Chazaka to be kind of the Guf HaKarka? But who says that all your goal is only to what? To be Zaycha L'Inyan Hishtamshus? Who says that you have to follow the regular rules and regulations for Kinyan? And he says a raya from our parsha. This is a raya from our parsha. The Gemara tells us, Machloikis, Rabbanan, or Belozer, whether or not, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avraham Avinu, and this week's parsha, Kum Yisalech La'arek Aretz, La'arka L'Rachba, and Avraham Avinu should walk the areas of the land in order, says Rabbi Lazar, to be kind of with Kinyan Chazak, with Kinyan Halicha. But there's a Kinyan called Halicha that now you own it. Chachamim disagree with Rabbi Lazar. Now, I presented yesterday the pashas of the Gemara that Chachamim disagree with Rabbi Lazar, and they hold that Avraham Avinu did not take a kinyan, did not make a kinyan on the land yet. If you saw, I sent you a Ritvan Baba Basra yesterday. But the Ritvan Baba today, the Ritvan Baba Basra disagrees with what I said. The Ritvan Baba Basra say, Chachamim agree historically that Avraham Avinu got a kinyan in Parshas Lech Lecha to Eretz Yisrael. They just disagree with the methodology of the kinyan. They said that the reason for the halicha was not to shop a kinyan. The reason for the halicha was to make it more easy for the inhabitants to conquer it in years later. But says the Ritva, Rabbi, so listen carefully. The Ritva says, even Chachamim agree that Avraham Avinu owned Eretz Yisrael from the time he said in Parshas Lech Lecha, Kum Yisalech La'aretz. Aye, if you don't have a kinyan halicha, how are you konet? Zok the Ritva, what do you mean? This is the Rabbi Nishloi. We know in the world of Hektish, Amiraso Legavoa can Mesira Lehedit. I don't have to do a Mice opinion for Hektish. The second I say this animal is Hektish, this object is Hektish, it's as if I gave it over to the Beis HaMikdash. So if Amiraso Legavoa in the world of Hektish, when I'm Makdish something to pet, that creates kedusha, and that now changes and transfers the ownership of the item from a regular person to the Beis HaMikdash, even though I never went to the Beis HaMikdash, and I never walked to the Beis HaMikdash, and I never seen the Beis HaMikdash. Amirasa l'gavoa k'mesiru lehedyo. So Allah is kama v'kama rabbeisei, if the Rebbeinu Shalom himself gives it over, so then his Amira can shakunya. That's what the Ritva writes in Mavasra, which makes the Machlokes Tanoim not to be a historical Machlokes Tanoim, but just to be relevant in terms of Kinyan Ali. Be that as a mayor of Isa Linyanenu says that Tzai Sachoshen, that the Gemara says that Chachamim are moided to Rabbi Lazar, Linyan Ashil Shal Kmok Kramim. If you're just trying to get an easement on a path and to use it just Linyan Alicha, it's a very limited level of violence that you're trying to access, which is basically just access and just using it for walking, then Chacham would agree for Le'inyan Alicha, Alicha will be kind. Even though on the books, Rabbanan don't hold of a Kinyan called Alicha. Says the Ksais HaKhishan, what's shot in the Gemara Baba Basra? Says the Ksais HaKhishan, it's exactly what I'm developing for you right now. When you're not trying to be kind of the Gufakar, all you're trying to do is just to be kind of a schus for Tashmishin and to use the property for a certain element and not be able to be forced out by the Balabas to not be allowed to use that item. A Kinyan Ishtamshus, the levels of Kinyanim and the rules of Kinyanim play out differently, and therefore it's not so difficult to have a lower level Kinyan. So Rabbi Isai, once you have this Ksais HaFashin, and the Karban Nisanal doesn't say it himself, but if we just use the Karban Nisanal and we combine it with the Ksais HaFashin, we have a very gishmaka teretz for Shitas Rashi. Shitas Rashi was not trying to argue that there's a new Kinyan called the Siris Maftechus. In Achnami, what Tais is asking, Baba Kama is a star kasha under Rashbam. Rashbam is very difficult from the Gemara Baba Kama. But that's not a kasha under Rashbam's grandfather from Rashi himself. There's a way out of this Rashi himself. Rashi himself was talking about a what? Not a person who's trying to what? Gain ownership of a property. A person was trying to what? To be a slave, to get a shtamshus. I want to stay here for the Yadav HaPesach. I want to be a renter. I want to be a seicher. If all you're trying to do is to be a seicher, so then what? You could have a new type of kinyan. You could have a kinyan Mesiris HaPesach. That's what Rashi was saying. Exactly like Rabbanan, we're saying to Rabbi Lazar in this week's parsha of Kumis Aleph Baaretz, if it's a shvil shel chramin, you're not trying to be kind of the Guf HaKarka. You're just trying to be kind of the Dinyan Hashtamshus, so then you could have even kinyanim that don't work on a regular classic basis, and that's going to be the defense for Rashi. And that's exactly what the Karban Sanal says over here. Rashi is specifically limited to schirus. Rashi is not talking about where you're trying to be kind of ligamre. And for the Gemara, as we said yesterday, from the Gemara Baba Kama, Ayin Testament Aleph, it's true. You are able to be kind of schirus in three methods. But says the Karban Sanal, it's not only these three and only these three. There might be other options, like what? The Siris Maftechus. The Gemara wasn't limiting it to others. It was inclusive that all the ways that you could be kind of karaka, you could also be Seicher Karaka. What the Gemara of a common and base? The Gemara of a common and base is 100% correct. You're not able to be kind of a Siris Maftechus when you're trying to be kind of the Gufa Karaka, which is what you were trying to do of a common and base. Masha'in came, Rashi is very well aware of that Gemara of a common and base. But Rashi over here is talking about skills. Yeah, David.
But that means we have to extend it past halicha. Meaning the Gemara seems to only say halicha.
Yeah, and echanam.
Okay.
The Ksais itself is extending that outside of halicha, right?
Thank you.
That's the premise of the Ksais. Yeah. Avi.
The Gemara and Baba Kama Ayin Tes is also very meduyach according to the Ksais, because it says there it's a kinyan specifically of the karka.
And Ayin Tes. The Gemara says the three ways you could be kind of karka, you could be seicher karka. Why is that meduyach according to the Ksais?
It says, "Kaf schiras niklis because it b'shtarim chazaka." The Gemara asks, "Schiras demai," and the Gemara the Maskana says, "Amar b'chizda schiras the karka."
So therefore, what are you proving?
That the schiras of karka can only be done through kesef shtarim chazaka, but a kidding of schiras, we're not calling the karka itself.
But the way Tosis reads that Gemara is Tosis is understanding that means the only way you can be seicher karka is through kesef shtarim chazaka.
Now, say according to the Ksos, that Gemara is Meduyak.
I don't think so, because you could still read it like Taisus. Taisus says the Gemara was telling you there are three ways to be Seicher Karka. That's it. You still need the Karban Asanos you sowed to say that the Gemara was lavdafka, was just saying that these three, and maybe there are others that work, but you still need to add on to the Gemara that's not these three and only three. The Gemara, the Taisim of Kama is reading the Gemara Kapshutu and saying, the same way you're kind of karaka with only three options, you could be Seicher karaka with only three options. And if the Gemara thought that there was another option, like Mesiris Maftechas, then the Gemara should have said it.
So,
I think the Gemara is more Meduic like Taisis. The Gemara is not a still good shot, but you have to add on to what the Gemara's what the Gemara was driving.
But aren't you saying that according to Tosafos, it's not a Kenyan Karka here, really? It's a different Kenyan?
But that's the Gemara Baba Kama was talking about also. You're trying to be Seicher Karka. And yet the Gemara says you can only be Seicher Karka where it's not a full-fledged Kenyan. You're renting. And the Gemara says you only have three options.
Okay.
So the Karma Sound is going to say, the Gemara never said you'd have only have three options. The Gemara says you have those three options that you have by Kenyan. So fine. That's fine. That's a good read. But the Gemara is not going to do it. But that's in terms of the kashas of how Rashi's shita makes any sense. So now let's bring it back to Pesach. Let's bring it back to Pesach. So Taisus, based on his tirade in Hilchos Kinyanim and his approach from the Gemara Bava Kama Dafayin Tes and from the Gemara and Taisus and Bava Kama and Daf Min Beis, Taisus rejects shita's Rashi. Let's just start this and how we want to analyze the other. Peirush Rashi the Mesiris Hamaftechas Dir Maskele. Peirush Rashi the Mesiris Hamaftechas Koine Ve'Ein Ner Luri. This is absolutely wrong. Now Amar B'Meruva K'Shem Shekarka Niknas B'Kesef B'Shtar B'Chazaka Kach Schiris Karka Niknas B'Kesef. Lo Yamrina De Ma'ani Mesiris Hamaftech Eloch Kamanda Amar Leichazeku Knika De Amrina Ba'Apara. So Tosfos asks the two kashas that we stressed yesterday. Not true. So what is Pshat in our Gemara? Maisa, at the end of the day, the Gemara did say that it all is dependent on when you go to the front desk, when you get your keys. When did you come? Did you go to the, are you a tea room family or you're an Erev Yontif family, right? What? When did you get the keys? When did you go to the front desk? When with Farish Ri, the Hocha Shemaser Loi Amafdeyach, the Loi Hichzik. No, we're talking about a case where what? You got the keys, but you did not do Chazaka. Mishiyesh Yodo Mafdeyach, Kishichal Yedalit, Chayiv Livdoik. The oisay she'ein the yodah mafteyah eich yikonis biyivda. Taisa says a very practical issue. Taisa says, I don't understand. You want to tell me that this guy is chayiv and bedika? What's necessary in order for him to be chayiv and bedika? Got to get into the property. He's got to get into the property. He has to have access to the property. He has to have an entry. If he doesn't have access, then he can't be chayiv and bedika. And guess what, Taisus says? We're talking about a situation where he didn't make a chazak. Where he didn't, it doesn't even, the pashas says he doesn't even have a kinyan. Miu, says Taisus, but don't go take us too far. Miu, hifkid odom mafteach, beso, it's odom achar. If you put the keys, like a neighbor, who has the mafteach, right? He's a third party. He's not even utilizing the place. He doesn't even plan on staying there. And he happens to have a key. We're not going to say from this Mishnah that anyone who has keys, right? Everybody say you all have neighbors that have, in case whatever, you need to go away, you're on a vacation, they have a key. So that we're not going to be machayev according to Taisus, this third party, to now do a bedikah in your house because you're away, because they have mesiris mafteachos. No, it has to be a person who has a shaykhus to the prophet. Only someone who's planning on moving in and using the property, right? And getting the property. So Lamaisa, Taisus, L'chaira, sounds like the Siris of Aftechus is the polar opposite of anything that we've been discussing within the world of Kinyan. So the Siris of Aftechus, as I proved to you, has no shaychus to kinyanin, and doesn't work to create a kinyan. Yet why is it relevant for bedikas chametz? Because over here, access is what's necessary, and kinyanin is not what's necessary. Ad kidei kach, that Taisus had to bavar, and Taisus had to explain to me, that your neighbor next door who has a mafteach, by the way, he's not going to be chayav because I'm only talking about a person who has access, who's planning on having some role and some, you know, involvement with this property, either leaning to the other or legabe usage. But someone who mamish doesn't have a havamina to use this, so the Mesiris Mafteches has no representation and no chiyuv. But it's fascinating that Tosfos even has to explain that, which means that Tosfos in this sugya is neutralizing what?
The aspect.
The world of Tosfos. Is a kinyan necessary?
No. There is no kinyan here.
In the world of Tosfos, is a kinyan necessary, Rabbi Isai?
No.
But you said yes a second ago.
It wasn't me.
Oh, really? Who was it? Fess up, guys. Dr. Marshall, after the Hitzik, Lomer, the Iri, the Loy Hitzik, the Behitzik, Loy Hitzik, the Misname, and Misha Masawa. The Mills of the Pshuti. If you had a Kenyan and you have Maptechos, what, that's even a Chiddush that you have to check in? A Bab, you don't have to check in. So the Marshall's learning thesis that even if you don't have a Kenyan, even if you don't have Hitzik, you are now the one who's obligated because you have a serious Maptechos. Who is Tosfos coming to argue with? Zok the Marshall. Aval Aram Loi Pirishkei. Oh, so the Marshall tells us, let us take a look at the Ran. And the Ran says differently. Let's see the Ran. Amaskir Bayis. L'chaveru b'yadal. L'tzorach yadalit u'memenu ve'ila. Imach loy mosel o'mateach al yadalit. Lav l'meimer de Masiris Mafteach koinet. We're not trying to say that Masiris Mafteach works. Tosfos is right. The Armin of Gamma, the Loy Kanyan. Because we know the Gemara Nun Bey says that the Sirius Matefas doesn't create a kin. Elokashem Shakarka Nikna Bizbekas of Sarva Chazaka Kach Sirius Koina Niknez Be'echamid Varma Elu, like the Gemara of Gamma Ainka says, a few of Hachi Armin. And even so, we said, the Nihida Soifer Kono, a few of Hachi gave in Shabbai Shal Maskir, Bahomet Shaloi, Vadayan Abayas Mukovet Loy Shaina Soifer Nikna Shal. So the Ran disagrees with our Tosfos, and the Ran, as well as the Rabbeinu David, says Avad the Masiris Maftechus doesn't work. Avad the Masiris Maftechus doesn't chop a kinyan. And we're talking about a situation where what? This Seicher had a kinyan already. He signed the contract. He already paid the money. No programmer is going to do this without the money. If I cared, half the programmers now, what's the new minute? You guys all know. What are the new scandals, everybody say? Take the money and then they mess up the program in the middle and then they book. You guys all read the articles, right? You know, you guys don't know what I'm talking about. You never heard about these. You need insurance on your Pesach programs now. You need insurance policies in your Pesach program. People have DNA Torah about people getting messed over on their... So a lot of the money's paid. That's how this guy can go fly to Honolulu with your money. It's all done. So now what? Now the shaila is, but did you get your machnechus yet? Did you get your access yet? So Zot the Hail Yaran, Avadi had another Kenyan over here. No one wants to say like Rashi that the Seer's machnechus shafts a Kenyan over here. That's going to be the only prerequisite for the Chiyuv B'dikas Hametz. No, you need Kenyan plus the Seer's machnechus. Against Tosfos that said you don't even need Kenyan. As long as you have the Seer's machnechus, that's sufficient. So Rabbi Sai, bottom line, what do we have over here? We have shittis, three shittis in the Rishayim. We have a Chiddush in Rashi. How much is rear? I don't know. We have a Chiddush in Rashi that Mesiris Mafteches is necessary. Why? To create a Kenyan. There's a Chiddush that Rashi is saying that because it's Schiris, that level of Kenyan is sufficient. Even though the Gemara Bakama tells us that doesn't suffice for Kinyana. We have Shitas Aran and Rabbi Nadav that no, Rashi's wrong. The Seer's Maftechus never creates a Kinyan. And really, you have another Kinyan that's going on over here in the background you either paid the money already to the Balabas or you did a Chazak or whatever it is. And the Seer's Maftechus is just adding that now you have the access to this place. And then you have Shitas Atoises, that's the opposite extreme. That Shitas HaTosfos says that you don't need a kinyan at all. You don't need a chazaka. And the Mesiris Matechas doesn't create a kinyan. What does it do? It creates access. Bottom line, Halacha L'maisa, Rabbi Yisai. How do we ask him? So the Mishnah Brura quotes the Machlokes, Tosfos and the Ran. And he says, what happens if you have Mesiris Matechas and you didn't deal with the what? The chazaka yet.
Rabbi, according to the Ron, what's the finish?
To get the next line. One second. Thank you, Julian. Dr. Mishnah Brura in the bold face. Block it out. Hey. You got one? Oh, it's good. Dr. Mishnah Brura. Is that lawful of Maisa? Dr. Mishnah Brura. Machaber says, I'm asking your Maisa, Chavir, Litzurk, Hidal, and the men of the Elok, the Kano, the Echam, and Dorm, and Spheres, Karka, Nicknebo. Imagine muscle mafteh chay dalad ala masker lives like nimisha muscle mafteh chay dalad ala circle lives like. So if you look at the mechaber says like the Rana Ravina David, you had a kinyan, and now in addition to the kinyan, I want to know when did the mesiris maftechus happen? I know because of the star of chazaka, but mafteh biyad asecher ain tzarich lived like the havelik moshe ifkin maftechu biyad acher the ain an ifkin tzarich lived like el chiyav tipu ala masker. You should know that the Mechaber passed like the Ran over here. He has both, a Kenyan plus a series of Davis. Dinah Shakona Echon Mena Kenyanim Kaidim Tilis Yidalit. The Gamma series of Davis. Das Atoisis. Visiatim in the series of Davis. Levad, Kaidim Askalsi, the Halfabis of the Kala Sefer. Depends on access, depends on who's going in and out. The Ishmael, Achronim, Shekosa, Shanafna, Lachmer, Kishnam, Zokta, Mishnah Brura. Many Achronim said that the Chok Yaakov, the Elio Rabba, say that you should be Machmer for Shitas Atoisis, meaning, namely, Rabbi Yisai. Oh no, we're running out of time. Zokta, Elige, Mishnah Brura. Even though Meikar Adin the Prichadish says we pass in like the day of the Ran, but Alacha Lemaisa you should be Choshesh, and this comes up. Rabbi say, let's say you didn't pay, you didn't make a kinyan yet, and you have the Maftechas. So do I have the Chiyuv or do I not have the Chiyuv? So that would depend on this Shaila. Alacha Lemaisa, you walk into a Ran, you didn't pay it. You say I'm going to pay you after Yom Tov, right? And I get the keys, right? And it's before your Dalit, Rabbi say. So there was no kinyan yet. So it'll be a machlekes, the Mishnah Brura and the Machaber, whether or not I have to make a bedikah, do I have to be choshesh for Jesus HaTaisis over there? That would be the machlekes based on our Gemara. Now, Rabbi Yisai, I want to ask you a following question. In Lomdus, now, when you have Rashi versus Taisis, can someone please try to explain to me why they might go in their both camps, Rabbi Yisai? What does Rashi hold bedikah? Even if this is not the classic Bedikah, like we pointed out in the last video. But Bedikah is formulated off of the what? The classic Bedikah is formulated when you're not talking about a Sefer and a Masker. It's formulated based on Malach HaLevi. So what's going to be essential for a Chiyuv Bedikah, Rabbi Yisai? Being a?
Owner.
An owner. Being a violent. Being a person that's going to violate the sister, Valyarabayimatsi. So Mamele thought it makes sense to me that Rashi held in Lomdis, they have to, for some way, see some kinyan in this Seicher and Maskir. Okay, Rashi happened to have a chiddush over here that Lugavi kinyan spirits. We have a new halacha called kinyanim. I am the choice. I am the carpet asan. Fine, but fundamentally, where is Rashi coming from? He's coming up from his formulation of the Dika, even in this new parsha of Seicher and Maskir. Whereas what? And the Ran Lishit also held like Rashi Lugavi that fundamentally it's Mali Rabbi Matze oriented. And therefore, it would make sense that you should need a kinyan over you. Whereas Rabbi Yisai, Tosfos is not even apologetic to that. Tosfos is not even sensitive to such an approach. Tosfos looks at what? Bedikas Chametz has nothing to do with what? Ownership. What does Bedikas Chametz have to do with Rabbi Yisai?
Achila.
What's eating based on? Access. Who has access? Who has the keys? Are you going to run into a problem over here? Is this a Xer Hashem Yavah Velasla? You may want to say, Nirelin is Daiti that Taisis and Rashi, even in this other formulation of the suffix and this new level of Kiyah Bidika and the Ran, L'chayra fit into their camps of their approach in Bidika's Chomets fundamentally. Now, Rabbi Isai, give me 1 second. The Bir Halacha, in the beginning of this Siman, quotes the Paiskim, Alamaskir Levdoik, if you only gave the keys, what? After your Dalit already set in, which would mean you're a hotel, Charlie, I know he's going to do this. You're going to run a program one day, right? In Switzerland, right? And you're going to give out, you're going to have a lot of people that are going to come late because they don't need the tea room, right? And they're going to come already on Erev Pesach, right? So who's the Chiyavan, Rabbi Sai? Sirius Matthews, who's the Chiyavan? Right? The Masker. And especially, right, if there was no Kinyanim, right? For sure, right? So, but let's say even if there was Kinyanim, even if there was Kinyanim, but they only moved in after there was a Chiyav Bedika. So Charlie's going to have to do all the Bedikas, right? So Charlie calls me up and he says, Rabbi, I have to deal with so many things right now, I have no time for this. Okay. And practically, Rabbi Sai, chances are most of the program heads are going to probably do it. But what happens, Rabbi Sai, if you have a situation, a classic situation, you pretty much know that the master did not check. Dr. Bir Alof from the first Bir Alof in the Siman, Alamaski lived up in the Komoko. In Eno Be'ir, if he's not around, Alasaykh lived up. Our Gemara has a suffix, which one has the field? But this is all assuming that what? Somebody's going to take care of the field. If you don't, if you know the other guy's going to not take care of the field, everybody say, Avad, the field still exists on the other guy, on the circle or the mask, depending on who's not rejected. And that's why Rabbi Sai, fundamentally, it really doesn't matter practically if you have a masker or you have a program manager that you know is not going to check. Because then what? Because then you have the chiyah to check it, and therefore you're going to have to check any room that you're going to go in, no matter when you go in, no matter when the Messiah of Amtechus are. Because then I have to take care of the check. And it also exists in the opposite way, Rabbi Sai, which is what I sent to Avi Bahar. How much time do I have? Which I sent to Avi Bahar and Yosef yesterday. L'maiser, Shlomo Zalman asked the following Shiloh. He writes like this, I don't understand. I was so happy when I saw this because I had this kasha. Says Rav Shlomo Zalman, you have a guy in real estate. You have a guy in real estate who what? He rents out a lot of apartments all over the country, right? He runs out a lot of apartments, right? And what happens, Rabbi Sai? A lot of those people that are renting his apartment are not from. Good? So now, says Rav Shlomo Zalman, I don't understand. Even if I rented it out to him Rosh Hashanah, even if I rented it out to him 3 months before Pesach, nowhere near your dollar. What do I know, Rabbi Sai? I know that he's not going to check. I know that the Socher is not going to check. Frek from Shlomo Zalman, why is it that the master, based on our sugya, doesn't have to go to every apartment around the country for those non-for people and do a B'dikas Chametz on those areas? Tzarechin, he doesn't have an answer. In addition to Rav Shlomo Zalman's question, Rabbi Sai, I want to be Maisif my kasha. What was my kasha? My kasha was, why don't you even have a chiyuv potentially? There are rights on that chametz. And now you should have to be mevatel your chametz. You should have to do a sale on the chametz. It should be what? Tantamount to the chametz in your house. Why? Because according to the Vilna Gaon that we learned in last Sugya, Rabbi Sai, the Vilna Gaon in Rashi and on Hayamabes is medayik that what? Rashi Shita is that if you have chametz in your Rishus, even though what? It's not your chametz. If it's a Yisrael Acher's chametz, I could violate. So now, what do I have over here? Paint the situation, Rabbi Sai. In addition to our chiyuv bedika by bedikas chametz, like Avi Aris sugya, like Avi Bal Yerob by Yemotzei, I have a shaila, daraisa shaila. Why do I have a daraisa shaila if I don't have bittul? Because what? Because I have a property. It's birshusi, and another Yisrael is going to bring in chametz in there. So that's chametz shel Yisrael after birshusi that the Vilna Gaon thinks in Das Rashi is my chiyuv. So now I have the rice of chiyuv if you accept the Vilna Gaon. What's the only teretz? And a Rav once told me this teretz. What's the only teretz that you could answer to me with chayra? Is you could potentially rely on what? Yesterday's, 2 days ago's rush in Avodah Zarah. That maybe b'zman hazeh, chiras is kanya, that what? That now it's ke'ilu like it's not birshus. So on the tzad that we hold like the Vilna Gaon, we could rely on what? You don't have to be chayish for the Vilna Gaon. Why? Because you can say, no, Bizman Hazed, the Din in the Machusadina says that the Seicher is kind of in Gans. So perhaps that could help also with Rav Shlomo Zalman's Chiddush as well. That why don't you have the old classical theme of Seicher and Maskir? But Rabbi say, at Yehei Mash Yehei, at the end of the day, the Kash is better than the Teretz. Rav Shlomo Zalman's Tzorach Yin is a Gaval of the Tzorach Yin. Why don't we have to play out these chiyuvim without being what we're saying, without being sechir and maskir? This whole gemara of before you doubt, after you doubt, that's all if you know they're both going to take care of it. But if you know they're not going to take care of it, it's going to be a real, real problem. We're just adding on, according to the Vilna Gaon that we learned in the last video, there might be even potential problems on a level of our ice. But we don't like relying on bittul alone. Because we're chayshes that your bittul wasn't always the late gummer. Baharaya, we do a mechiras chametz. So why should you have to sell all those properties like you do for your own property? You don't rely on only bittul, but gotta be your own property. Because I do a mechiras chametz. Why do I have to go to the rav? Why do I have to take care of him? Why do I have to, Rabbi say, remember when I'm telling you this, when you get older, because no one was mechanech me about this, Rabbi say, take care of your...
You, listen, you never said anything once I was kinded. And I have a kinyat chazaka, the gabi is ishnaftur. You can't be chazaka. We have this? Yeah. Yeah. No, the Vilna Gaon was really from last sugya.
Right.
He said that you could even violate Bayra Bayimatzi if you have chametz in your rishus, even though the chametz is not yours.
Right. So then in our original
$0,
but the philosopher here would say that like, it would only apply to yours.
No, no, no.
Because there was all
violence. That was in terms of when there's bikas chametz. Then I shifted to another issue. What happens if Rashi is assuming over here that there was bittul? So we're not talking about d'oraisa. There was bittul already done. I'm talking about that in theory, according to Rashi, which has nothing to do with our sugi, in theory, according to Rashi, according to the Vilna Gaon, if there was no bittul, you could violate Bayer Abay Matzeh, even if it's not your rishus, even if it's not your puff.
In our case here,
there was bittul. Our case here is a shayla legabe the chiyuv of Vedika, which is a chiyuv de Rabbanon. Who has that chiyuv? The person who has a kinyan, or the person who just has keys? Don't confuse the two. They're two very independent shaylas. Yeah, I mean, he's talking about a chiyuv Bayer Abay Matzeh. Who violates Bayer Abay Matzeh? And he's the diet from Rashi that even if you don't own the chametz, if it's in your rishus, you could violate. You want to know, according to the Vilna Gaon, would I have a chiyuv b'dikas chametz on someone else's house? L'chora. In my house, if it's someone else's chametz, l'chora. If there's Bayer Abay Matzeh, and B'dikas chametz is based off Bayer Abay Matzeh, I'm going to have a chiyuv b'dika there. Again, we hold that there's b'dika even after you do bittul,
right?
Because that we don't just rely on bittul.
Right.
That's an additional question to the whole formulation of the renter and these landlords and these properties. But Maisa the Minig is not like this. The Minig is to be Mekalon. Shlomo Zalman asked just from the basic Shaila of Maskir Seicher, it should come out that you should be Chaya because here he's not going to check. And I'm just adding on that also fundamentally, that according to the Vilna Gaon, unless you say we don't pass like the Vilna Gaon, according to the Vilna Gaon, there's Bayer Abay Matzi over here, so I should be Chaya Bedika. Not only should be chayv b'dika, I should be chayv in a mechira because anywhere there's value on my matzei, I we have the practice to sell the zman hazeh. So why don't we have to sell all those properties? So unless you suggest, I once talked about this with Rav Sololovsky. I think he suggested to me, like that Russian Avodah Zarah that we learned, that we can say sefiras kanya plus pashtus is not like the grub, so you can combine those two things and that to explain the minigoy. Or if I say, Rav Shlomo Zalman says that doesn't answer like I have the chayv masker and seicher. We got the Shiloh of the Gemara from today about the Dafdala of Shlomo Zalman's Kasha and that of Shlomo Zalman's life sphere. So Baruch Hashem, Rav Shlomo Zalman, you know, started already asking the Kashas that the Minigah, he doesn't know what they're saying. How do these landlords deal with this? Who's taking care of the Chiyuv Dikas Chametz on all these properties? Now, Rabbi Yisai, if you ask Rav Shlomo Zalman, There could be a big eitz of korin derabbi shlomo zalman if you sell the property. Because I don't know if you've ever heard this, Rabbi Sayyid, there's a little chat that we have, you know, based on a few poskim that we do, I do this in my shul, is that I have two sets of sales for mechiras chametz before Pesach. I do something called the mechiras yigimel and the mechiras yidal. What's the difference between mechiras yigimel and mechiras yidal? Mechiras yigimel, basically what it sets up, and a lot of you guys have done it with me, is that I basically, you're going away for Pesach, I basically make you not obligated in the mitzvah of bdikas chametz. Once Leil Yedal comes, you don't own your property. You already sold it to a guy. So in theory, if you would do a mechiras yigimel on this property, so then what? You would now not have the issue of Rav Shlomo Zalman either, because I'm not the maskir when it comes Leil Yedal, when it comes to mitzvahs bdikas. So it would be a suggestion. The problem is, we don't find this minute we got to be all the properties also. I had this kasha a few years ago. I remember the balabos that was sitting with me. He had a lot of problems. He told me about. And he says, do I need to sell them? And I started cheshbonning. I said, wait a second. And now last night, I found that Rav Shlomo Zalman made this a art. He should have to be. So you should have to do a mechiras, your gimel, in order for these properties. Interesting issue. But I don't find postman that suggested. I'm curious if there are any postman or mafkan. Yeah.
Isn't Rav Shlomo Zalman talking about specifically to do the bedika before Masiyas Maftechos? But if I already gave him the key, I don't have access to it. So either way, he should be okay. If
the Shabur writes, if I know the Seicher is not from and he's not going to do a bedika, then I have a chiyuv, even if the Masiyas Maftechos was 3 months before.
Yeah, but it's in that. Okay, so if you hold that by Schiris, then it goes into the Rishus of the Seicher. But it's not your problem either.
That's true. All the Gemara is saying is who has to take care of it first. You have two from Jews. They're going to do the mitzvah. So is it the sofer's obligation or the masker's obligation? But in a situation where I know the sofer is not going to, or the reverse, I know the masker's not going to, the other person has to do it. He has enough access, he has enough of a shaychus to the property that fundamentally the mitzvah of Tikkun Chametz applies to both of them. In all situations. That's what someone's not behind them.
Didn't he usually start picking chav and masker, livdo, kod and mitzvah of mafteach, lesocher?
Yeah.
But if there's, after mitzvah of mafteach, it seems that there's no suffix anymore, no? Because, for practical reasons.
Read me the
lashon, Ab. It says, headline. Go for chichos and vidika matas ala socher, ala shia dua, ישלי סטאפק עם חייב המאסקר לבדוק קודם את יורס המפתח לסוחר.
Right, what does the bottom say? Look at the bottom.
There's a lot. But, you know, סיר יש לגמר בפסחי, מוכב תהדה, בגבל לא אנשם עם המאסקר לבדוק לסוחר, וסקיר את קודם את יורס המפתח. And the rap, I mean, מוצא לדבר לחתחילה.
לחתחילה! הנה, רק אבל מוצא לחתחילה, but if you know he's not going to go,
Right? Because the soaker is there. The soaker has the access,
He's saying if you know the soaker is not going to check, so then the masker has to check.
Right. So why can't I just do bittul there though?
Because we don't rely on bittul alone. Why can I do bittul in my house? That's Tozer Shita. According to Rashi, it's not true.
According to Rashi too, and according to the Ran also, I could do either Bidika or Bittul. So
that was indeed the Mishnah. Even according to Rashi, Rashi would hold even after Bittul, there's a mitzvah of Bidika's Chametz Bismanasim. That Ran's suggestion was indeed in the Mishnah that the Bidika would take care of everything. But everyone holds,
right,
I need to do Bidika and Bittul Bismanasim Mice.
Yeah, but the bedika and the bittul that I'm doing both of them is not for bayol vayimatzeh.
Why not?
It's part of the bedika of teshbisu.
The honor were chayshish that you didn't have a leiv gomer when you were mevatelin, and therefore you still have to check it. So the rabbanon, they made it as if there's still going to be bayol vayimatzeh.
How did the rabbanon apply in this case? The master is not coming into this rishus. It's the soker. It's the soker going to be. The master is not coming there. Shemayim says gus koyafa. He's not going to have any. So good.
But Lamaisa, the poskim say, even in the case of a masker and a seicher, where you know the seicher is not going to take it, the Gemara still had a suffix. You're saying, no, You're saying, read the Gemara Kapshuto, that the Gemara only said if the master had it on Leil Yudalit, but if he gave Mesiris and Mafnechas beforehand, there's never going to be a Chiv on the master. That's against the Bir Alacha. That's against the Makor Chayim. That's against what the Poskim say, that this is only if you know the other guy's going to check it. But if you assume, like Rav Shlomo Zalman is assuming, that our Gemara is not only in a situation where it is only in a situation who should do it l'chadchila, but if you know the other guy's not going to do it, then you have to check it. So then you have a Bam Kasha.
But the Bir Alacha didn't say that though, Rebbe.
Why?
The Bir Alacha said that if the Sochan, if the Masker is out of town, and the Sochan is in this presence of Chametz throughout Pesach, he has a problem. But the reverse was pulled by Rav Shlomo Zalman, and that was done, from what it seems like, is before Mesiras and Mafsechos. I mean, it's not really a two-way street. It's two one-way streets. Works two ways, but under different conditions. If the Sokar is living there, there's Chametz there, and the Masker is not the one that can't do the Bidika, then the Sokar has a problem that he has Chametz around him.
He's going to Shemi Yavala Allah.
Yeah. But the Masker is one-way street. It's different. The Masker is one-way street. Is he has to do Bidika or Bitov or Bayral Vayimate. Now, all the Darabans that we tack on to that we tack on a normal case don't apply to this case anymore.
So that's obviously trying to suggest the answer of Shlomo Zalman Suffolk to go against Shlomo Zalman, that you only say it one way, that the Seicher is always default high if the Masker is not. But the Masker is not, but why? Because the difference is that you're not going to be around the Chametz. But you have to know, is that really true? First of all, I have to find the Poskim that say this. I think Poskim say that it works in both directions. But if Avi's right, but then Shemi Yavala Achlo is outweighing Valyarabha Yamatsa. Meaning, in theory, a person could argue, right, the Maskir over here, he still owns the house. He still owns the house. And he might have comments in that house.
Wow. Now, if it's about ownership, this is a problem when, but for Valyarabha Yamatsa. That he takes care of with Bittel.
Actually, that's Rashi.
But that, he takes care of that with Bittel, according to Rashi also.
That's not true, Avi. Because if that's the case, then you should come to me, Erev Pesach, and say, Rabbi, I'm too lazy to do my Bidika. And if I hold like Rashi, I shouldn't have to do a Bidika's Chametz, because I can just do a Bittel.
I have to, because Shemei Avalachlo.
No, that's not true. Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi, even in the world of Bayer Rabbi Yamatze, holds this man. So why? Shot is that Midrabanon, we were still chayshish, and you didn't have a bittel b'leiv gomer. And there still is a chash of Bayer Rabbi Yamatze.
Which applies when? Is when? When would I not have a bittel b'leiv gomer? When I find it on Pesach. Of Shema Yimtzev
Zitkoyafka. In Pesach, this is not Nisbata. That's in your Rishus. And you own it. And Rabbi Yishai, Avi, you're again not dealing with, which okay, it's okay not to deal with. But you're not resolving the grow. You're just gonna say we don't hold like the grow. Or it's clear as Kanya that the grow is not a problem. But you have to get around that also.
I'm saying even according to the grow from Manashach, it's okay. Because if you hold according to the rush that the corner your corner the rishus, then the Sokar got everything with it.
Right.
And if you hold that it's not corner the rishus, then I could do a bittel.
Right, but we don't rely on Bittel alone. We ask people to do Mechira. Shulchan Aruch says not to rely on Bittel, to do a Mechira above the Bittel.
So why do we do Bittel at all, then?
Because Menat Torah, it does work. We're just Chayshish. We try to protect ourselves.
Okay. Mechira is the Chashash was brought in the Gemara. It seemed to be like a Chashash when you find Chametz on Pesach. I think the Ron said this too, that you're whoring in your head for like a couple of seconds of, should I get rid of it? Can I get around it?
The parent says that's the only day Chametz you do, but not Chametz Shani. That was in the first Sugyas. So with that, Rabbi Sai, as Avi hazard a lot of the Sugyas just now, we have to start the week of Chazara, and Mir Hashem. We'll have Parsha Shir Mir Hashem tomorrow morning on something on the Parsha. Okay, Yeshua.
Rabbi.